Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we appreciate the nuanced details about a mountain girl's life as depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 140, penned by Boodan Kannanar. Set in the mountain country of Kurunji, the verse speaks in the voice of a man to his heart, bidding it to be patient as he tries to secure the affection of the lady. கொண்டல் மாமலை குடக்கு ஏர்பு குளைத்த சிறுகோள் இணர பெருந்தன் சாந்தம் வகை சேர் ஐம்பால் தகை பெற வாரி புலர்விடத்து உதிர்த்த துகள்படு கூளை பெருங்கன் ஆயம் உவப்ப தந்தை நெடுந்தேர் வழங்கும் நிலவு மணல் முற்றத்து பந்தொடு பெயரும் பரிவிலாட்டி அருளினும் அருளால் ஆயினும் பெரிது அழிந்து பின்னிலை முனியல் மானென்றே என்னதுவும் அருந்துயர் அவலம் தீர்க்கும் மருந்து பிரிது இல்லை யான் உற்ற நோய்க்கே. ஜியோகிரபி இஸ் கெமஃபலாஜ்ட் அஸ் போய்ட்ரி இன் த ஓப்பனிங் லைன்ஸ். கொண்டல் மாமலை குடக்கு ஏர்பு. கொண்டல் இஸ் த ஈஸ்டர்லி வின்ஸ் அண்ட் குடக்கு ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு த வெஸ்ட். லெட்ஸ் எக்ஸ்ப்ளோர் தீஸ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் அட் லெங்த் ஷார்ட்லி. The fragrance of sandalwood beckons us as we glimpse at Sandam. As we have seen in other Sangam poems, the technique of parting the hair in 5 layers and braiding it makes its appearance here with the word aimbal. Koolai is another word for tresses. The words nilavu manal, meaning moon sand, makes us smile wistfully at the moment. A quirky moniker for the lady can be seen in Parivilatti, meaning a girl who lacks pity. Pinnilai talks about a state of submission when seeking something. When I read the last lines of the verse, Marundu piridu illai yanvutra noike, I had a feeling of deja vu. Turns out the exact same words have appeared in another Sangam poem, Natrinai 80, penned by Boodan Thevanar, who some say is the brother of this poet. Brothers of one mind indeed. Traversing into the meaning of the verse, we learn that the man has seen a lady and fallen in love with her. As seems to be the custom then, to win over the lady, the man tries to convince her confidant about the intensity of his affection. The lady's confidant seems not to be impressed easily. The man keeps attempting over and over again. His heart seems to be irked a little by his submissive behavior. One such day, the man turns to his heart and says, "As the heavy rains brought by the easterly winds rise to the west, the tall and cool sandalwood tree flourishes, making its small branches flower." Taking the sandal paste and mixing it with many other herbs, the lady has washed her hair and tied it in an exquisite 5-layered braid. As the wet sandal paste dries, it drops down as little particles from the lady's hair. Scattering these fragrant particles from her hair, the lady plays with a ball on the moon-like sand in their courtyard where her father's tall chariot treads on to the delight of her big-eyed playmates. She seems like one without sympathy any, but whether she graces me or graces me not, do not be excessively pained and do not hate my seeking her gaze, O heart. Whatever it takes to end my great suffering and pain, there's no other cure for this affliction other than that girl of mine. With these words, the man explains to his heart that it's imperative that he continues his efforts in somehow securing the affection of the lady. Now for that geography lesson and more. The man references the easterly winds and the western direction. He does this to talk about a sandalwood tree. He says, as the eastern winds blow towards the west and bring along a downpour, the sandalwood tree thrives. This is a reference to the northeast monsoon that brings copious rainfall to Tamil Nadu and especially to the mountain country of Kurunji, which is to be found on the slopes of those age-old mountains, the Western Ghats. Reading more on the sandalwood tree, I see words mentioned that the sandalwood grows vigorously in the monsoon. Indeed, says the poem, describing further that these monsoon rains make the slender branches of the tree flower. The sandalwood tree is described in detail here, only to say that Our Lady gathers the paste of this tree and mixes it with other herbs and plants. She then applies the same on her hair. Searching on this curious grooming technique, I discover that even the scent of sandalwood is said to reverse baldness and stimulate hair growth. Before science found it to be so, Our Lady, with hair thick enough to be parted into a five-layered braid, has been using this technique handed down from antiquity. So, we discover that the man has been talking about the winds, rain and tree in order to describe this hair grooming technique of the lady. Talk about going to the core of things. Coming back to the lady's sandalwood washed hair, we see tiny specks flying off of it. The nature of sandalwood paste is to leave the coolness on the surface it is applied to and then dry up, thereby scattering those tiny particles in the air. It's the sight of these fragrant specks that catches the man's observant eyes. This tells us he's mighty focused on the lady's every move. And move she does as she plays ball with her big-eyed playmates. The lady pays no attention to the man hanging out to seek her gaze. Perhaps the man makes an excuse for the lady, saying it's because the big eyes of those playmates are upon them both. Where is the game on? On the courtyard of the lady's house where her father's chariot stands. Maybe to have a smooth start to the ride, the courtyard on which the chariot stands is said to be covered in moon-like sand. This must be a well-to-do house, for white sand is no easy commodity in a mountain country. The man comes to the point and tells that no matter how much he must submit himself, he intends to win the lady's heart. He begs his heart to understand his state, concluding that there can be no other cure for his pain and suffering. Wishing the man good luck, we part, rejuvenated by the sensual immersion in this fragrant mountain country. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.